Welcome to No Shame in Our Game, where we do self-help together. I'm Lacey, a little frazzled, but here, your co-host, along with my fellow co-host, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Lacey. Yes, a little frazzled is okay, because we've all got something going on. It's all okay. However you're showing up this morning, I'm a little scattered. We can't wait for things to be perfect, people. You gotta just forge ahead. It's gonna be messy. You make the best of it, and you keep on laughing.
That's something we're good at. We're good at continuing to giggle and laugh. Well, today, I'm excited, because I realized as I was like getting everything ready to come up here today, it gives us another opportunity to talk about Practical Hug and how Practical Hug is going to work. So one of the big reasons why Sarah and I have shifted to the term Practical Hug is because we want to give you tools to use in different parts of your life that support you. That's practical, but also a hug because it's support. See, Practical Hug. Boom. Goes together. Anyway, so today we're going to, last week or last time we talked about the Joyful Support tool. So that's one of our tools. And today we're going to talk about another one of our tools, which is Good, Better, Best. But I have to say, it's probably the one I use the most in my day-to-day life.
Yes. And this is such a funny thing of these tools are so great. And I am so much better at explaining them and prompting other people to use them. I need somebody to prompt me to use them because Good, Better, Best is super useful. And in preparation for this, Lacey actually said to me, why don't we talk about Good, Better, Best and you preparing for your trip? And so I've been, for the past 24 hours, been good, better, besting my trip in my head. And I'm like, oh, this is really helpful. I need to remember all the time that there are options. It's not done or not done. There's variations, which, as I will explain, I very much need the variations at this moment in my life.
Well, the first thing that I want to make sure we talk about is good, better, best is for tasks, but it can also be like for prioritization and all these different things. But when we look at it based off of tasks, one of like the key things that you need to like think about first is a little bit of a mindset shift. Okay. So we have this term that we use a lot called the bare minimum. And it's got a negative context. Like the bare minimum is bad. You shouldn't be doing the bare minimum. The bare minimum is done. And that's kind of the change in your mental state as you're going through these should be, is that the bare minimum it means done. We're not judging anything. It's done. And guess what? Done equals good. Boom. That's our foundation. Yeah. Good equals done. And done is good. Not done, not good. That, you know, obviously it's much grayer than that. But that's a big shift, I think, for a lot of people to have that realization of like, oh, maybe the bare minimum isn't the worst thing. Maybe the bare minimum is a foundation.
Yes. And like you said, it is a mind shift because I think our audience is primarily women who like to take care of others, like to give, like to support, like to show up, right? But there's this societal whispering that we've had our whole life of, yeah, you're going to show up and you're going to show up over the top perfect, Pinterest perfect, Martha Stewart perfect. If you're going to bring cookies to that bake sale, they better be organic, made from scratch, fresh out of the oven, wrapped with a perfect bow. And it's, even though we're not always showing up like that, even if we show up with the good enough, we beat ourselves up. So it's not only knowing what is the good and the better and the best version, it is also accepting good. Yeah, let's celebrate. It's not about beating yourself up for not doing the best, the organic from scratch cookies. Hey, you showed up with napkins. Guess what? You contributed. You get a gold adulting star. Guess what? That's awesome. There's no, full stop. There's no beating yourself up beyond you showed up. And if you had more time, energy, and money, perhaps you would have shown up with a different version for that bake sale. I could stand on a stage and talk for hours about this. So I'm going to try really hard to bring it down to a 30-minute podcast.
I learned this tool at probably one of the best times of my life of when I was learning to be chronically ill in my new world and that kind of stuff. It's really interesting because best wasn't possible. Like, And that was a really big mind shift for me of like, oh, I can't achieve that. That is not something that I am able to achieve anymore. Once I was able to give myself that permission of like, oh, this doesn't really exist. then I got to really redefine a lot of my life and what actually needs to happen. I also realized I, as a recovering perfectionist, was always operating at best at a minimum. And that is just, one, not realistic at all for me anyway, but wasn't realistic for me before. It doesn't always have to be that way. I got permission from the world because my body stopped working. So you don't have to go through that. I'm giving you permission now to not always have to be best, to recognize what is done and what is good. Yeah.
And a couple of interesting things from that is you could also then adjust what best looks like now with chronic illness. There could be a best from pre-chronic illness that isn't even on the spectrum anymore. Like that just, it's not even a, you know, so your new best could look totally different. When you said recovering perfectionist, that was always your line. And I'm always like, yeah, I'm not a perfectionist. I'm fine. But recently I had a very self-awareness conversation with my sister where we were talking about how I got to this position where I've been incapacitated on the couch, debilitating back pain. And she was like, what could you simplify? And I was like, what do you mean? My life is pretty basic. And she's like, you do overly complicate a few things in your life. And I never really saw it as perfectionism. So I guess we get to be aware that we can hide that word in different places. I was always thinking, yeah, but it's the most logical thing to do, or it's the most, like, I had different words I was using when in reality, I was just masking that I was trying to always do secretly the backdoor best perfectionist version, but calling it something else. Like, this one just makes the most sense to do it this way, to go to 5 different grocery stores to get the most cost-effective soup and cereal. And in reality, I was draining my resource buckets when I could have just done good enough, which is to just go onto one grocery store website and just get everything for pickup from one place. Oh, we're having some real-time self-discovery here, people.
Yeah, I mean, if I am the poster child for anything, it's grocery delivery at this point. Our grocery has like a membership plan that you can pay like $60 a year and get free grocery delivery. It has changed our lives because it can come no matter what. And it can mean that we can meal plan however we need. We're not like calculating a whole bunch of stuff along with it. And by eliminating that best, we have gotten better with our like food and meal prep. So they're all interconnected. Really, and that's more resource buckets, which we'll talk about at some point in the future.
Yeah, no, that's like such a great insight. Good, better, besting in one area can help you good, better, best in another area.
Right. Well, you need to actually explain what we're talking about. We've kind of alluded to it, but just to be very clear, good, better, best is taking a few minutes to really think about what needs to be accomplished. Like, what will accomplish this goal? So my favorite example is a breakfast, because I think everyone can kind of relate to that. What do you need at breakfast? You need to be able to be satiated enough to go to throughout your day, right? To get to the next meal, that kind of thing. So what society might tell us is breakfast is the most important meal of the day, don't you know? And you got to have so much protein and make sure you get those veggies in as well. Whole grains, don't come in there with this like non-whole grain stuff, white bread or like all these different messages, right? That are like, okay, this is the perfect breakfast to do what you need to do. So that's best, right? It exists. It's there. It's the best breakfast that you could have to optimize your day. But in reality, if you just ate a protein bar, boom, accomplished. You've met the goal. You know, you don't need some elaborate, you know, avocado toast with, you know, fresh eggs and no. Getting a protein bar. Boom. That's good. You met the goal. Done. And then better is somewhere between the two. Maybe it's some overnight oats with, do you put overnight oatmeal and over, I don't, I'm oat milk. I'm not an alternate milk gal. We just do regular milk. I get really confused by all those, you know, with some berries and then, you know, you throw hard boiled eggs in and there's your, you've kind of created a menu.
I'm sorry. Did you just put hard-boiled eggs inside overnight oats?
No. As a like side. So like you, when you're looking at your breakfast plate, okay, you've got overnight oats.
I thought we had to address that because I was like, I don't know what you do in Ohio, but I'm not okay with that.
Although I have seen something about savory overnight oats. I've never tried or experimented with it, but yeah. So, what it is you have created a menu of options for yourself to create, to finish a task.
Menu of options. I love
everyone accomplishes the goal. Everyone's good. You got a little more time. You got a little more energy. Boom, better. If you are killing it at life today, you have all the time in the world to make that breakfast best. You get those macros, fiber stuff in. Otherwise, your protein bar is just fine. And it's good. Good. You accomplish it. That's good, better, best.
We're leaving on a trip, and I'm comfortable sharing this because this podcast won't come out until after the trip. Hello, future Sarah. So we're going to be going on a trip, and as I alluded to with the five different grocery stores and the best price, right? Like, I have a very particular pre-trip planning. I like my house to be clean. I want the trash emptied. I want all the dishes done. I want the whole house back. I want everything so clean so that when I come home, it feels good. And realistically, we have a dog sitter who comes and stays at our house. So there is a kindness involved in that. So there's the pre, like getting the house ready. And then there's also the packing and making sure that I have all the stuff, like the actual getting to the trip. So there's two parts that I'm good, better, besting. But with the getting the house ready, I already know, I told myself this morning, best isn't happening. Like I got to just erase. I got to just cross that off. So I'm really focusing on good enough. I'm like, okay, the dog sitter needs clean sheets to sleep on. I'm assigning cleaning the bathroom she's going to be using to my kiddo. So I'm like, okay, clean sheets, clean bathroom. Okay. So that's actually, I think if I stopped there, I'd be okay. It makes me a little itchy, but I'm like, you know what? That's where I am and that's what it needs to be. From that, if we can get the whole house vacuumed, if I can get someone to take out the trash, and then ideally, not me, but somebody in my house would do the dishes before we leave so that all the dishes are clean. Yeah, so in between having the house immaculate and just having the sheets clean and the bathroom clean, there's some wiggle room, but I'm going to be okay. And guess what? My dog's going to be okay. And my dog sitter's going to be okay if just good enough happens.
Also, first of all, don't say just good enough. Good is good. Thank you. Stop qualifying it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not going to be okay. It's going to be good. Everyone's getting what they need. You know, I don't know if you need a compliment from your dog sitter on how well your house is kept. I'm going to say no. You know, so I think,
wait,
you know.
Hold on. Good. I need a compliment from everyone. I am so, my human design, I am so compliment hungry. It's also my Enneagram design. I am, yes. So that is something we are talking from the trenches of life. We are in the messy middles with you people. So I am real-time discovering, as much as I say, like, your house is not a reflection of you, it's totally okay, we all need to open our doors. Like, I need to actually embody that. Okay, this is, okay, we're doing some deep work here.
Love it. Love everything about it. Absolutely.
I feel like because I've said this on the podcast, like, I get to hold myself true to this now.
Well, I mean, I look forward to future Sarah hearing it, too, because if I had to guess, she's going to need to hear it, too.
Hey, future Sarah, it's okay. No matter what your house looks like when you leave, it's okay.
Girl, you're doing great. Way to go.
Are you tired of scrambling to track your baby's daily routines? Meet Cubtail, the smart parenting assistant that revolutionizes how you monitor your little one's needs. With Cubtail's innovative tracking buttons and easy-to-use app, you can effortlessly log feedings, diaper changes, and sleep patterns with just one click. No more fumbling with your phone at 3 a.m. Join thousands of parents who've discovered the peace of mind that comes with Cubtail. Visit www.cubtail.com/laceyshares and use our link to start your parenting journey with less stress and more joy. Cubtail, making parenting simpler, one click at a time.
So that's the one. That's the one good, better, best. And then my other good, better, best is I've really, and again, I'm so thankful Lacey prompted me to use this tool. Again, this is, I'm helping myself, but I'm doing it with Lacey. She prompted me. She reminded me. And I'm like, okay, what is the bare minimum I need to pack? What could I absolutely be, would it be unrealistic to have to buy down there? So my prescription medications, which let's be honest, I have a whole Ziploc bag full of those now. So my prescription medications, number one, I have to have. It would be a lot easier if I bring my own swimsuit with me so I don't have to go swimsuit shopping.
Yeah.
And then some basic clothes. So if that's my good, I have a lot of dreams of other things to bring. But if it doesn't happen, best is there's some games I want to bring to play. So yeah, I'll be okay. It's going to be okay. If I have a vision.
It's
going
to be more than okay, Sarah. You're going to have a lovely time. You're going to have what you need. You know, it's good.
So I made the Valentine scones. If anybody follows me on Threads, I made Valentine scones. And my dad was a little jealous because he hasn't had one in a long time. And so I was thinking about freezing one and wrapping it and then bringing it down to give to him. Because that would be really sweet. But it's okay if that doesn't happen.
Sorry, Sarah's dad, if it didn't happen. But I think you'll understand.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone understands I'm coming from a deficit. So yeah. I think everyone was nervous I wasn't going to physically be able to make it. So I think as long as I'm physically there, that's good.
Yeah. Good. See? Already good, better, bested it there already, naturally.
I need to use these tools that I talk about all the time. I actually have to use the tools.
I don't want to transition. Is that how you've been using the tool or?
Yep, that's how I've been using it, and I feel it's been really helpful, and now I would love to hear your thoughts.
I use Good, Better, Best literally every day when I'm thinking about my day and what needs to get done in like prioritization. So I use it kind of as a prioritization tool where I say, okay, good, what do I need to get done today? What absolutely needs to happen? For example, our newsletter needs to go out today. That's my good for today. The newsletter gets done. We have nailed it. The day is a success. Boom. And then from there, I add on additional things. I would like to get our taxes started today. That might be a best, let's be honest. But still, you know, that's still a good thing. So it's still, you know, still if it doesn't get done, it's still a successful day. I think, especially if you're recovering to-do, I know Sarah loves a to-do list too. I love that like crossing off checkmark moment. And so if you're a person who also likes that, this is a way to not feel guilty editing down your to-do list. Because the stuff's still there. It could still get done, but it's not a failure if it doesn't get done.
It's so funny that you said that because my to-do list is sitting right here. And oh, baby, is it long. But what's great about this one is it has up top three priorities. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to write, what are the three that have to get done today that would jam me up if they didn't? I'm still learning and growing. Oh my gosh. This is actually uncomfortable for me.
I mean, but I think I'm just always used to being a very loud mess. So it's uncomfortable. And I do always assume you have everything together. So, you know, it is what it is.
I've got some opportunity for growth, which is great. And honestly, being injured has really given me that, I don't want to say forced because I could go right back into my other habits, but it's really given me an opportunity to look at how to use our tools, which is great because I'm taking this storytelling class. So I'm going to figure out a way to convey all this to our audience. These are the tools that I could be using to avoid getting to this place that I found myself in.
Well, and I think it also points to something else that we believe in is we believe in self-help has always made Sarah and I feel a little icky.
Wait, hold on. You say icky. I feel a little bit different about self-help.
Oh, but I'm sorry. But,
so you give yours and then I'll give mine.
I think a lot of self-help has this message that you are broken and this one particular thing will fix you. And then this puts you into this mindset that you are a project that always needs to be done. And I think that's not feasible. Like there's no like prize. There's no end line or finish. You're always going to be you know, working on yourself. And so I almost just good, better, bested myself in that second of like, oh, if good is, you know, working on myself a little bit, better is working on myself a little bit more. Best, there really isn't a best. I mean, there is a best, but it's still not done. It's still not completed. We are not a project to be completed. And because of that, I think having this mindset and hearing us, you know, try to figure stuff out over and over again is really important, because when you have someone who's like a self-help guru on a stage, they're like, you want to be like me. I have reached the pinnacle. I am all these things. It makes you think that if you don't get to there, then you failed. And that's not it. That's not a thing.
I do. Yes. So a lot of what you said, I resonate with. I do want to just draw a couple of differences of what we're bringing to the table, which is good. It's good that we're bringing different points of view. So first of all, let's just say, if you found me in a bookstore, you'd always find me in the self-help section. I have read, I don't even know how many self-help books in my life, a lot. I've been reading self-help books since I was in my teens, and I've learned a lot. I call it like the self-help smoothie. Like, I take a little bit from this, a little bit from this. And a lot of it is also philosophy and mindset. So it's not all strictly self-help. But I agree with you that there is this unspoken, if you do this, everything will be great, right? And I agree with you, there is no finished project. That's something that I need to keep remembering too, is it is an everyday. What does today look like? How am I feeling today? What is my goal for today? It's not this end goal. And for me, the other thing I really struggled with self-help and the distinction we're drawing with Practical Hug is that alone, that doing it in a silo. I read the book, I have these great ahas, I'm sitting by myself, I'm doing this tool by myself. And there wasn't that common language with a lot of other people. Sometimes there is, but I like that we're building Practical Hug with the intention of, you're not doing this alone, is my deep-seated, like, I've always want a little community with me everywhere I go. So it's scratching all those itches, which I love, having the common language of the self, of the tools. Self-help, what, we need a different term. What's another?
Self-improvement, personal growth.
Making things less shitty.
I am a very future-oriented person. I struggle. I'm so future. I have this. I am so future-oriented that when I'm reading books or watching something that has a flashback, I get frustrated because I'm like, don't take me backwards. Like, I'm like, okay, we got it. We got the message. I don't need to hear anymore. Let's move forward.
I love that our differences complement one another. That absolutely cracks me up beyond belief. I love flashbacks of,
oh my God,
the more context, the better.
I have enough information. Move on. What's happening? Anyway, but because I've always been so future oriented, I've always been focusing on that next thing to get, right? Reaching that next goal, that next peak, that next thing. And as we're talking right now, I'm realizing, oh, I have been creating those artificial end goals. And then I get to the end goal and I'm like, well, now what? So if I can, I don't want to say repair, if I can really look at it, I have been getting a lot better. I still don't like flashbacks, by the way. I just want that to be very clear. So this is why I can't do a second chance romance trope, because I'm like, yeah, we know. You guys didn't succeed the first time. Move along.
Noted.
Same with friends to lovers. I'm like, yeah, okay, you guys have been friends. It hasn't happened because of this, this, and this. Got it. Move along. I read a lot of romance, if you're new here. I have gotten a lot better about being okay in the present and not focusing on getting to a specific future. Like, when I was advising students as an academic advisor, I would talk to them about their major, right? And they're always worried about picking the wrong major. And I was too, but I kind of had this realization, and so this is what I told them, of like, you are not picking a destination. You are picking a pathway. And if the path needs to move, that's fine. As long as you are moving forward, you're making progress. You know, it may wind more than you want it to, but you're just picking a pathway. You're moving forward. You're doing what you can to reach towards a future, not a specific end. And that, you know, there are things you can do on the path, right, to make you more successful. In their case, an internship or a research opportunity joining this club. You're making your path more, get more opportunities, you know, widen for the future. But that doesn't mean that you need to choose path A or path B. There are very rarely splits in your path that you have to pick one or the other. And one is right and one is wrong.
I really love this conversation and how it's unfold, how it's like, how I'm seeing this now, the tools that we're doing, because I hadn't thought about it that way. Like you were talking about, you didn't the self-help part of if you do this, you will then be like me at this place of perfection. That's the destination. Okay. If only I do these 10 steps, then I will be like this guru on the stage. That is where I'm going. I think what's great, and now I'm just like really seeing it, is the tools that we are sharing. It is today. How can you be more comfortable today? Like, it's not about, and I didn't realize that until now. It is just, how are you feeling today? What do you want to be more comfortable today? All right, let's look at this tool. Not as in there will be a day where you no longer need these tools.
Yeah.
And I don't think I really understood that until just now. That's awesome. It's been a monumental
always
podcast.
Always learning and growing. Always learning. I will say that is something that I can always latch onto is give me something to learn. Give me something to grow. Like those are, I love the experience of learning. And so that has been something that does make progress a little easier for me. I mean, as Sarah knows, I get excited about something and it's like, I will figure everything out about it. And then, you know, switch gears. But
and for me, talking about the how to use these tools, and it's the journey, not the destination, which I know that saying is very cliche, but I used to beat myself up when I used to read all those self-help books by myself. And I'd read them, I'd have an aha moment. And then 6 months later, a day later, let's be honest, I'd be back in pain, emotional pain. And then I would get a reminder about whatever that was. And I'd be like, I already read this. Why do I have to read this again? Why am I not doing this? I always felt like, no, I read it once. I should know it. I should be doing it. I should be embodying it after this one reading of this book. But like we're saying here, it's just, it's doing it over and over, learning to use it in different ways. That is the distinction. Our tool is about tools.
But I think the other part of it is it's very easy when you get into those spaces that you stay stagnant, right? So we're not saying use the tools to just, you know, put a Band-Aid on it or that kind of stuff. Yes, it might put a Band-Aid on it, but it's also this element of forward momentum, just doing something, anything to not feel stuck. Because not everyone is like me who's like, excuse me, what do you mean there's a problem? I'm going to fix the problem. Why would we sit here in the problem? And I may or may not live with people like that. And it's really changed my mindset of like, oh, not everyone's like, there's a problem, I'm going to fix it and then move along. And so this element of still forward momentum while, you know, taking what you need in the moment, that's what it's all about.
Which is why I love the joyful support tool, because I was easily stuck in the story and the discomfort. And so what I say to people and what I love about the joyful support tool is it gives you momentum, right? You don't get stuck in the uncomfortable story. You don't get overwhelmed by just trying to do toxic positivity to will yourself someplace. It's like a little bit of story, a little bit of joy, and then the step is your own momentum. So it's acknowledge movement. And same with good, better, best. Because if best feels undoable in this moment, then you might feel stuck to do anything. But if you can find the better, the good, or the better version, that might give you momentum. And who knows, if you start with the good, you might get momentum to check some off the better. Or not. It doesn't matter. We appreciate you. We adore you either way.
Get it done. Way to go. Did I make that like a little audio clip? We just start sticking in places.
It's like your button. That's a button that you get to hit in your house when you do something. It's just, yep, I microwaved the chicken nuggets and the peas and you hit the button. Good enough is done.
I heard protein. I heard a carb. I heard some vegetables in there. That's a balanced meal.
I think the bottom line is stick with us, people. We're going to cheer you on. No matter what. If you're listening to this, that means you're breathing. Good job breathing. Good job lungs.
Absolutely.
You pushed play. That's great. You're killing it. You're nailing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
Seeing my face is just a joy in general. You're welcome.
You are. What was it? Perfect Renaissance subject? What was the thing?
Renaissance masters would be clamoring to paint me. We should wrap it up with our gratitude today. Do you want to go first?
Curling. I am thankful for Olympic curling. It has kept me company on the couch. I have learned about curling. And let me tell you, people, it is not to be underestimated. It is chess with strategy, with the science and physics of understanding ice and friction coefficient. And it is when there's a team, when you've got two or four people, it is about teamwork and communication. Curling might be the ultimate sport, but just most importantly, I'm thankful for curling for keeping me company on the couch.
Do you have opinions about the curling scandal and the finger touch on the stone?
I do not know about the curling scandal, but I saw there was a podcast in my queue that alluded to something.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay, this is very specific. I am thankful and grateful for the iPad's ability to kind of shut your kids' stuff down to make them do stuff. We got to a place this weekend where mom had her, this house is a mess. It's gross. I don't like being here and I'm here all the time. So you guys need to figure this out. No screens until things get done. And then I tried to make it fun and I like said, okay, if you clean this room, you've unlocked this. If you've cleaned this room, you've unlocked this. And did it work? Yes. Was it torture for everyone? Absolutely. It was awful, but it got done and my house feels better. And now I get to point to, you remember how awful that one day was? Isaac, multiple times, this is the worst day ever. And I'm like, bro, look at your life. Look at your choices. You're the one stuffing wrappers from your snacks underneath the family room coffee table. I'm not doing that. You are. So yeah, you made this day. I'm sorry. I'm just the one saying that today is the day. It was coming. Because I was able to like turn the iPads on and off remotely. It was a very powerful tool. And I'm thankful for it.
Beautiful. Mm. I love it. Curling and iPads.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope this gave you a little bit of permission, a little bit of possibility, and maybe even a spark of, oh, I can try that. Remember, we're not looking for the right step, just your next step. And you don't have to figure it alone. We're in it together. If you do have a question for a future episode, whether it's about home management, budgeting, boundaries, gift getting, etiquette, whatever, literally anything, and you're not sure where to turn, submit it at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. And if you want more support like this, come join us in the Joyful Support Village. It's where the conversation continues, and you'll find a whole community of people navigating the messy middles of life right alongside you. We'll catch you next time. No shoulds, no shame, just possibilities.